Forget about that garage sale, where you throw $5 on the table and say, take it or leave it. For the banksters are plotting a virtual wallet, digital money for a cashless man aimed at Generation Y. And the hype has already begun. You see, the Jewish-owned press, working closely with a global banking cabal dominated by Jewish bankers, are preparing the hearts and minds of digital-savvy youth for a cashless experience. And the goal? Just last March, U.S. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner, a protege of Jewish banksters Robert Rubin and Larry Summers, called for replacing paper with digital transactions, thus eliminating the huge, unseen cash economy that can't be tracked, taxed, or seized. And Big Brother doesn't like it like that. The hype all began in 2009 with an article by Jewish journalist David Woolman for Wired magazine, owned by Jewish media mogul Cy Irving Newhouse. In the article, Time to Cash Out, Why Paper Money Hurts the Economy, Woolman argues, like Geithner, that it costs way too much to print money, the perfect entree into the bankster's dream, a cashless society. Then earlier this year, Woolman published his book, The End of Money.
We're talking about the end of money as most of us commonly understand it, the end of cash.
Woolman soon followed with an article for Time magazine, How Cash Keeps Poor People Poor, arguing that poor people run the risk of being robbed or forgetting where they stash their cash. Was it under the mattress or stuffed in the coffee can? Woolman's remedy for this dreadful ill? Androids, iPhones, and Blackberries.
The last area, really, of the revolution, of course, is new technologies, especially the phone, or really that device in the future that people nostalgically once referred to as the mobile phone, when really it is this do-everything tool.
According to Woolman and other bankster shills, all transactions, even buying that lamp at the garage sale, can be easily transferred from one iPhone to the other, or by tapping your smartphone on a payment screen. But what Woolman leaves out of his rap is that fiat money, that is, money created out of thin air by the Jewish-owned Fed, loaned to the U.S. at interest, is what really hurts the economy and keeps poor people poor by ever-rising prices. For when I was a kid, a Hershey bar cost only a nickel. Now it's $1.25. Now, where is all of this headed? It's not a pretty picture. Canada just introduced its mint chip. It even looks like money that stores your purchasing power in digital bytes.
Mint chip is currency in a digital form. Using a chip, you securely load value onto a smartphone or cloud. Now you're ready to go. Mint chip is better than cash.
And this mint chip, no, it's not an ice cream flavor, could soon be implanted in your wrist to pay for your food at the supermarket.
You don't really need anything other than your hand, and you already got that with you.
Just what the Antichrist ordered, whom the Orthodox Church teaches will be a Jew. Bottom line, cash, hard cash, maintains your independence and shields you from the designs of the Jewish banksters. But chip-stored money that can be zero-outed by the Jewish ruling elite is the final step to a one-world governance with its emerging Antichrist, who will rule not only over your digits, but over your very souls as well.